This is a follow visit for Special Duty Auditory, JUDY OGLETREE. Duty Auditory is a date of birth 3/14/1959. Date of accident is 2019. The patient has been suffering from a severe pain in the lower back, which is radiating to both buttocks posteriorly and anteriorly all the way to the ankle, and sometime occasionally to the toes. She also has pain in the neck, which is shooting down to her both arms, anteriorly and posteriorly. She also reports pain in both the shoulders. The right shoulder is the worst, then the left. And pain in the neck is around 2 or 3. The middle back pain is around 6. Lower back pain is 9. Pain in the right shoulder is the worst at around 5. She is able to lift her arm up to 120 degrees. Pain level varies from 7 to 9 to 10 usually, affecting her sleep. She also is known to have a cancer of her breast, introductal cancer with stage 3. He is unable to take NSAID. ADLs are gravely affected to the tune of 9. In the ADLs, please mention, first of all, she reports 30 to 40% improvement with the various injections. And she reports the ADLs being affected as follows. Mood is affected 9. Work and relationship with other people is affected 8. While walking ability and general activities are affected 7. In the system review, no symptoms are checked in neurology and psych. In pain and numbness, patient reports stiffness of both shoulders, neck and lower back. While pain in the both shoulders, neck, mid back, upper back pain and lower back is checked out. No other symptoms are reported. Additional history is none. Current pain medications are Percocet. Substance abuse, none is reported. Compliance history, patient reports full compliance with the pain medication regimen. Physical examination. Wheels. The blood pressure is 149/87. Pulse is 71. Pulse ox is 99. And the rest of the exam is the same from previous visit of 9/5/2023, patient number 0908-049. Along with diagnosis, the plan is to continue the epidural injection that was provided before. Last month on 8/8/2023, the patient is provided with the following medications: Mobix 7.5 twice a day, Flexeril 10 mg twice a day, Wellbutrin XR 150 mg daily, Lidocaine gel 5% for topical pain relief. Patient has been advised to check with her primary care physician if Mobic can be given or not, because she is on sucralfate, so either one of them can be given. Lyric has 50 mg twice a day, can be given, and Percocet 10 over 325, one pill a day for 15 days. Is being given. We have decreased the amount of pain medication now to 1/3. Our patient is on Ambien. She also is found to have a cough syrup, phenargon with codeine. In addition, patient has muscle relaxers and other sedatives. So it is decided to just continue the pain medication once a day. She can take Flexeril at night. And that'll be the end of the medication listing. She can also continue doing her physical therapy. We have discussed the infrared therapy as well as the laser machine therapy. The patient understands. I have not received the PT evaluation from our physical therapist, and she is advised to help provide that before too late. Thank you.